The formation of assisted dying laws is an ongoing debate in Australia. They're challenged not only by those in total opposition to euthanasia, but also with those who support it but struggle to agree on limitations. A new documentary film, Fade to Black, investigates the issue. When Peter Shaw was diagnosed with terminal esophageal cancer, he investigated ways to control the end of his own life in a peaceful way and sourced the lethal drug Nembutal from Dr. Rodney Symes. But through his investigations, Peter realised that others may not have the means, contacts or legal rights to make such a decision, and this prompted him to take up the campaign to change assisted dying laws in Australia. He sought the assistance of director Jeremy Irvine to put together an ad campaign designed to influence thinking on the matter. But Jeremy says he saw a bigger opportunity to really change minds.
An ad campaign wasn't going to do Peter or his story any justice. He was such a charismatic person. A documentary film was probably going to be the only way that could really capture his personality. So I pitched it back to him as a creative idea, saying, I think what is the best thing for you will be a film that can actually document your journey so that people can really understand what it's like to be in your shoes.
Was there times where you saw him become uncomfortable or really have to settle himself with the challenges that he was being presented within the debate?
We met one lady along Peter's journey who was 90 years old, who was suffering from macular degeneration. She had recently lost her partner of 60 years. She was absolutely miserable. She was of incredibly sound mind. She was a former school teacher. But I think meeting Leslie, Peter's own views were challenged because you could tell that she was a person who had reached that decision on her own, that her quality of life was no longer what she wanted it to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of grey area in this whole discussion, isn't there? I guess the important part is to have a discussion.
Peter Short, one of his biggest goals was to get in front of Tony Abbott to make his case. And about 15 days before Peter died, Tony Abbott picked up the phone and called Peter. And whilst Tony was quite sympathetic to Peter as a human, he absolutely wasn't sympathetic to the cause. Tony Abbott said he felt it was better that issues like this remain in the grey area. And he really hadn't ever taken the time to learn about this issue. So as a former health minister, he didn't know what the drug Nembutal was, but he's been used for decades by assisted dying campaigners, both in Australia and around the world. He wasn't really aware about how suicide laws worked in Australia. He still thought that suicide was illegal. And there was this sort of immediate view that the second that the subject came up, he just wanted to shut it down.
Do you think that that is indicative of the attitude of many public officials? Should we drop expectations for them to be informed on issues that they're uncomfortable with?
No, we absolutely shouldn't. We should be standing up and making more noise about it.
Jeremy Irvine, director of Fade to Black. Peter's wife, Elizabeth Short, says it's essential that politicians inform themselves about assisted dying, especially those who are about to vote on the issue in Victoria in coming months.
Statistics time and time again show that over 70, perhaps even 80% of people want changes to the laws around assisted dying, but they're a very, very quiet and passive majority. And if we want to see things happen, we need to become much more vocal and outspoken and make our politicians listen to us and act accordingly.
Do you think that the documentary presents a balance on it all?
Fade to Black shows both extremes of the debate. So from the extreme right Christian lobby through to the likes of Philip Mitschke, who has a much more liberal approach to the rights of people being able to choose when and where they end their lives. But certainly I think it does give good exposure to both sides of the argument.
Being close family and a carer to a person who is dying is a very fraught and tricky time. To then have that exposure and that experience, what was it like for you?
Sometimes we said to Jeremy, just bugger off, we need our time, you need to go and take your cameras with you. Sometimes it was very frustrating, but this process so important to Peter and then to us as a family that we just got on with it. And as you were sort of living it and going through it and seeing what could be achieved, it was okay.
It must also feel quite amazing now to have this thing that was so important to all of you to share.
It is absolutely extraordinary. And the release of the documentary coincided with the announcement regarding the end-of-life choices submissions and the fact that Daniel Andrews was referring this issue to the government for a conscience vote. We've been able to talk not only about the documentary but also about the forthcoming debate in Parliament, which has been really, really beneficial.
Elizabeth Short, Peter's wife. Director Jeremy Irvine says Peter's ability to stay positive in his last months of life were directly related to the choice that he had available to him in the bottle of Nembutal.
The fact that Peter knew that he had that choice available to him relieves his entire suffering from an existential perspective. He was at such peace with what was happening with him, and I just don't think that he would have lived as long and he wouldn't have been so happy and so peaceful through his journey had he not had that drug sitting there with him. That, to me, probably is one of the most powerful reasons as to why we should be having a conversation about these laws.
Jeremy Irvine, director of Fade to Black, ending that story. There are a number of screenings of the film scheduled around Australia in coming weeks. Check out the WISE website for links to more information.